This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Familiar sound for Tuesday. Ruby! Tuesday, it's 7 at the hour. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program, bringing you up to date, up to speed on a lot of items. Sometimes we spend a good deal of time on one item. I try not to spend more than 3 or 4 minutes on anything. Sometimes it's 30 or 40 seconds, because that's all it's worth.
Mm-hmm. Some of the stuff, still worth the mention, nonetheless.
Worth the mention, right, exactly. So, for those of you who think I'm a failure because I don't talk a lot about politics and I don't talk about the one point of view or the other point of view, that's just in my nature. And so you can consider me a failure. Like the guy, where was that, James, the guy who called from Arkansas something last week after we had all the trouble with the delivery?
Yeah.
You were off the station for a day. You're gone. Oh,
he called you one of the B words, yeah.
Yes, he did, in fact. Yep, okay. Well, in his mind, I'm a failure. It's, you know, it's plain and simple.
Well,
that's the way.
A saying I picked up living in the South is, well, bless his heart.
Yes, perfect. That's it. All right. Be successful today. That's the guideline. And so looking around at what it is that constitutes success, we're all wondering about the economy, right? And how it's doing and how it's going. I always say, and certainly people who know more about economics than I do will tell you the same thing, the success or failure of the economy comes with housing starts. How many people are building new homes and are homes being sold? Yes, it's expensive to rent money to buy for homes, but there still are many signs. As a matter of fact, I saw a survey late last night when I was doing my homework to put things together with the program about who's buying up all the houses. Largely, grandparents are buying. Baby boomers are buying, and we've got this development that I'm working on is a 55 plus development. I've talked about it. It's called an agrohood. We're building a house development around a working farm, and the baby boomers love it. Oh my God. People who grew up around a farm, people who grew up around animals, and then they sort of, because of the nature of our society and how it changed, people removed from the farm. And now, wow, what a great idea. I'm going for that. So, anyway, the sold signs that you're seeing are on homes that are newer and smaller, which is kind of interesting. But there also are people who are in real estate investment trusts who are buying up single homes here, there, and everywhere and renting them out because people can't come up with a deposit, so they're renting out some of these nicer homes. You see that in my neck of the woods. You see that all over the place. House across the street from me just sold for $1.1 million, and they're renting it. They didn't buy it to move into it. They bought it to rent it for $5,500 a month. And they already have three people lined up that want to rent the house for $5,500 a month. Their carrying costs are about $3,000 a month. Between taxes and interest on the loan and yada yada, so they're going to put a couple of grand a month in their pocket, and that's what they call that passive income. That's what they call it, passive income. So there's a lot of that going on. I had a conversation with a guy in a bank yesterday because we were talking about loans and commissions and that sort of stuff, and how, you know, the interest rate is crazy, 8.5%. A lot of developers are paying that to build houses. Hard money if you can't get the regular bank money, because a lot of it's not available because the Fed has shut down the supply. Along with the interest rates going up, the supply has gone down. So hard money is out there for 14, 15, 16%. Almost twice would you pay a bank for it, but the banks don't have it, and the hard money guys do, because they're usually just hedge funds or people, wealthy people that have billions of dollars. They start these funds and they loan out money. It's the safest way to make 16% of your dough. Nothing wrong with that. But the other side of the home business, article in the Washington Post today about what's going on from Washington south of there, down into Florida, for example, or the Carolinas, where it's very desirable to own a home. My friend, the late Jim Bohannon, moved down to North Carolina and loved it, living on the other side of the mountains. But people like to go to the... Cause a lot of people that have just moved to the Carolinas because it's a nice, peaceful, you know, perfect place to be if you don't want to be around a lot of hubbub and hustle and bustle.
That is, you bring up a really good point too, Doug. That is one of the things that is, like, one of the many things that's great around about our country is whatever vibe you're looking for, if there's a certain energy, every nook and cranny in each of the states has its own very different way of life. And if there is something that you're looking for, it is 100% out there. You just have to do the research to find your community.
Yeah, that's a great way of putting it. Yep. Speaking of what's going on down south, the third of four men who escaped from a jail in Georgia about a month ago has been captured. He was at somebody's house in Augusta. It's like they're having waffles for breakfast or something. Anyway, this guy's name is Dernard Barnwell, captured at a home. Police found a lot of drugs. Imagine that. His friends are drug dealers. Gee, what a surprise. Right? He was being held on drug charges himself. He and three other guys got out of the jail. You know, they put these people in these jails that have broken windows and stuff. And these places are easy to get out of. It's like a bad movie, right? And there are other people that were with this guy that were charged with murder. They've all been captured, so I guess that everything is safe down there now. But it's really amazing how some of this stuff works. I mean, I'm talking about how the system works. There are people in jail that have been in jails like that for a year, have never been tried yet. You know, that's that's against the Constitution.
Yeah.
Requires that you have a speedy trial. And yet we're ignoring it here.
Now, have these people waived their rights to a speedy trial?
Sometimes they do. Yeah, sometimes they do. Yep. Okay, Hamas and the hospitals. Do we have a clear picture of what's going on? A lot of evidence that Hamas is using these hospitals for military operations. They built a command center underneath that one that's full of Gaza's tunnels. And by the way, this isn't the first time this has come up. The last time there was a hubbub over there, I remember some guy, I think worked for the New York Times, I'm not sure who he worked for, but he managed to get into one of these, he got into the hospital, and somehow in the hospital there are connections to those tunnels under the hospital. Yesterday Hamas executed a Palestinian who collaborated with the Israelis, or at least that's what they thought, so they brought him out behind the hospital and shot him. In clear view of the people in the hospital, right? So this is what we're, you know, this is kind of what you're dealing with here. Aren't the Israelis releasing some people? Are they making it easier for people to leave Gaza certain times every day? I think that I've seen that. But what I've seen more of in the last couple of days are some of these videos of the interrogations of people that are running these tunnels and who's down there. There are all kinds of secret entrances inside the hospital, as I said. They can get in and get around, and they do that because that's what you're dealing with, those kind of people. that will do anything to further their cause. They, what do they call it, the rules of war? These people don't give a damn about the rules of war.
Well, terrorists don't, right, yeah.
No, I'm sorry, that's what terrorism
is.
When
it's two governmental parties that are at war with each other, there's a little bit more, it seems, that people are following a, if you will, quote-unquote, code of ethics, if we want to call it that. But when it comes to terrorists, they're, no.
Yeah, they don't have any. There was a fight yesterday in the hospital. So the evacuation of patients is still trying to get people out of this hospital, but there was a fight around the hospital, and it, maybe you got into the hospital because they get into the tunnels through the hospital, and so they're shooting up in the hospital where they're trying to get the people that are in the hospital evacuated. Actually had a gunfight in the hospital. That does tell you who you're dealing with. It does. It tells you who you're dealing with.
No regard for human life.
None whatsoever. Speaking of no regard, the Supreme Court has a new ethics code that means nothing, doesn't do a damn thing. The people are trying to come out of it with something that smells good, and nothing smells good about it. It's just nonsense. And it's all aimed at the current crook in the Supreme Court, Clarence Thomas. I don't know if you call him a crook. Is it crooked to take all of the stuff? You think anybody else on the Supreme Court has taken some of the things as gifts as he has? Is it the liberal people that are fans of Thomas say, the liberal media, they're going after him because he's no good? Well, the liberal media normally, they have their targets for sure. As Clarence Thomas being a black man, is that no for an attack? Or because he's a conservative or right of center? I don't like the word conservative when it attaches itself to politics. But is it that he doesn't go along with the conventional thinking of the people of the New York Times that if you're black, you should vote Democratic? Yeah, okay.
Good, but isn't that also racist?
Of course it is. These people are so full of... It's just ridiculous. All right, let me help you out. A little bit of info on insurance for your motorcycle, your boats, your RVs, cars. Progressive Insurance, they are progressive. So if you want protection on the road and on the water, check it out. 800-PROGRESSIVE or online at progressive.com.
Parents, are you tired of helping put your kids' shoes on? They're squirming, watching cartoons, anything but helping. Luckily, it's Skechers to the rescue. Introducing new hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Footwear you can just get your kids to step into and their shoes are on. You don't need to bend over. You don't need to sit on the floor and try to wrangle them on. Actually, you don't even have to touch them. With Skechers slip-ins, they just step in and go. Plus, they're so easy, they could be the first shoes your kids can put on by themselves. And Skechers slip-ins are great for older kids, too. They're quick, easy, and fun. The secret is a unique comfort pillow in the heel that helps your child's foot slide securely into place and cradle it in comfort. Plus, they're available in all types of Skechers styles, with and without laces. And most are machine washable, so you can keep them looking newer longer. Get Skechers slip-ins, the where-have-you-been-all-my-life shoes, for your kids or for mom and dad today. Find Skechers slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Just be natural. Try to roll around in it gracefully and not like a puppy.
Maria's photography studio is zooming into a flurry of projects.
Where did I put that memory card?
She needs an assistant to keep business in focus.
Hang on while I change the external flash. Oh.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I know you like this. Do you remember? Right, wait for it. There it is. Okay. 23 past the hour. How important music is to all of our lives is sort of highlighted when you look at this time of year. The groups that are going to go out on tour next summer are putting their acts together, and so there are a lot of them every year. We anticipate, and sometimes the sale of the like Garth Brooks, those things go on sale 6 months before, and they're all sold out, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then there are some of these bands that get together that have similar histories, if you will. That is, they come from the same era of music. And so an announcement was made yesterday for what's being called the Heart and Soul Tour for next summer. I'll tell you who the bands are involved in the Heart and Soul Tour right after this.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
I think it's Michael Bolton ruining Chicago. He used to be pretty good, but after he got involved, yo, man. All right, so you're wondering who are going to be, who are the co-headliners in the Heart and Soul Tour? Next summer, Chicago is going on the road with Earth, Wind, and Fire.
This would be so much fun.
I hope they do some songs together. That would be not just Earth, Wind, and Fire performing their hits and then Chicago performing their hits, but what would make it really unique because of the contrasts and the musical styles would be to have them play together. They start in the Midwest in St. Louis on July 10th, and they're going all over the country. As you can imagine, they announced yesterday that they would stay on the road for 3 months. They'd end up in Palm Desert, California on September the 7th. I think back in, they had another, I don't think they were together the summer of 2015, were they? I think one of the other. Anyway, Earth, Wind, and Fire has been out with Tavares. They've been around. It's just a great sound. It's a wonderful sound that goes with that.
It is. And what's so brilliant about a lot of this is these are great artists, great musicians, and a fun show nonetheless, but they may understand that, you know what, in today's current times, they may not be able to sell out packed crowds or in big enough venues. And when they team up together, like what we've seen that with, who was the New Kids on the Block and Paula Abdul and DJ Jazzy Jeff. Like, when a lot of these bands that still want to tour and do these things, there is a crowd for them. Just team up.
There is.
And make this, like, almost a big traveling music festival.
Yeah, right. When the Moody Blues in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, they could fill up a huge stadium. And now they go to the places like the Paris in Las Vegas for 5,000. Well, they did. They're not really. There's only two members of them left, so they don't do much of it anymore. But you know, that's the kind of stuff. And you're right. Earth, Wind, and Fire would attract that kind of a crowd. Their music is so uplifting. Tower of Power, another group that would be with Earth, Wind, and Fire. So, anyway, already we're looking forward to next summer. Hooray! The music and the mood, if you will. It's 28 after here on Good Day.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from the Inner Sanctum at the Calitrin headquarters. She would be the first to tell you that you can find out whatever you need to know by going to TopLoss.com, which is their website. So always I like to start a conversation with people with a question. This time of year, do people set a realistic weight loss goal? When you talk to people, I want to lose 100 pounds. Is that really feasible?
When you decide to take Calitrin, you are making a choice to better your health. You are making a choice to lose weight the way that your body wants to. But it's not going to be a quick fix.
All right. So what's the deal now as we head into Thanksgiving and the holiday period?
Well, we've got a friends and family event going on right now. So when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're going to get 90 days free. That's on our website, toploss.com.
That's all the Top Loss.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Israeli forces are continuing to hunt for Hamas terrorists in Gaza. The White House says an American toddler is among the hostages being held by Hamas in Gaza. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters a 3-year-old U.S. citizen whose parents were murdered by Hamas is among the 200 still being held. President Biden is scheduled to have a meeting with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in San Francisco this week. The two leaders will meet tomorrow during the Asian-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. Xi is scheduled to address prominent American business executives. This visit marks Xi's first trip to the United States since 2017, when he visited President Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida. The U.S. Supreme Court announced it's adopting a formal code of ethics. The justices says it's an effort to strengthen the public's confidence in the high court. Lawmakers have been pushing for ethics reform for a while. Lance Pry, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Have a good day here.
It's gonna
be a good day. It has been a good day.
This is Miles Fisher. I'm following in the footsteps of my mom, Megan Steffen, who used to be here. And now it's me.
Wake me up, Buttercup. Yeah. This is Boy George, isn't it?
I think so.
I think it is, yeah. I just thought he was so much fun. Ah, oh, he's just a wake me up before you go. That's our job here on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kushner.
Oh, no, it's Wham.
Oh, it is Wham. George Wham. Michael.
Yeah.
That's it. Mm-hmm. But they sounded a lot alike and they were both gay. So maybe that's right. I thought they were the same. Is that heresy?
I totally forgot that this is Wham. Wham had some good jams.
Yeah. Good stuff. Excellent, good pop music. Nothing wrong with that. Here's the story for those of you who are grinning and you have a good smile. You take care of your children. And when you were a kid, did you have braces? Did you wear braces when you were young, Jay?
I did. And it was one of those, I wore them for longer than I should have because my teeth would overcorrect and then they'd have to loosen them up and then they would go too far one way and then they'd have to tighten them up more. It was just one of those things. So as soon as we got to a point where they were straight enough, my mom was like, get them off.
Yeah, let's get them off. All right, well, there's a dentist in North Carolina who has a new promotion. But you can take advantage of it between now and Christmas if you get what they call an Invisalign, which is braces, a certain kind of braces, expensive. You can get a gun. Who the hell comes up with this stuff? The promotion is called Grins and Glocks.
Oh, and, man. You can't even make this kind of thing up.
Nope, can't make it up. No. All right, so this is an expensive procedure. Dr. Jason Gladwell offered this promotion. You get a free Glock, which is worth $500, with a new braces treatment called Invisalign. And you get the, you also get a membership in the gun club.
America.
Yeah, that's right. Home, land of the free and home of the brave.
Now, is this one of those things like I guess background checks aren't really necessary needed in every place, but is this one of those that like anybody can go in and get an Invisalign?
I would hope that was not the case, that you have to go through the same check. Criminal history, mental health issues, drug abuse, alcohol abuse, that sort of thing, restraining orders. You can't get them.
Domestic violence issues.
Right. Yeah. So I can't imagine that somebody from the ATF doesn't come into this guy's office and say, what are you doing? What is this? I mean, it gets a lot of attention, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the locals down in this part of North Carolina probably love it because the gun culture there is over the top.
I think this is one of those things that it was sent out to a specific mailing list, like somebody who was already part of a gun club I don't think
when you're smiling when you're smiling the whole world smiles at you. Okay.
Sorry,
so
that was really bad humor. Sorry,
what was yours or mine?
Nothing. I won't even repeat it.
Marjorie Taylor Greene trying to get the Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorca fired. She wants to along with her colleagues impeach him because of the mess on the southern border. Well, we can pretty much all agree, no matter whether you're a Democrat or Republican, the situation on the southern border of our country is unacceptable, ridiculous. I mean, come up with any adjective you want to. It's unfair. It's unhealthy. It's un-American. It is unsafe. Because who the heck knows who's coming across or what's coming across the border. So Marjorie Taylor Greene in her own style says, okay, let's get rid of this guy. That isn't going to fix the problem, but it's an interesting way of getting attention or focusing attention on the problem, which is important. I think that, and you can say what you will about Trump, but when he was president, the border was much less porous than it is now. It almost sounds redundant to say that because everybody says the same thing. Mm-hmm. And I don't like saying the same thing everybody else does, but.
But it's also one of those things that where there should be some kind of documentation where we know who people are that are coming in. It shouldn't just be willy-nilly. And now this is a prime example of what is happening with Israel and Hamas and what's going on in the borders of Gaza, where people have other countries have the borders closed because you don't know when there are terrorists sneaking in. How many terrorists are currently in our country because they have snuck in not only through the southern border but from the northern border as well?
Yep. Yep, they're everywhere, like ants coming out of an anthill. So there's a lot to be considered here. Speaking of Trump, yesterday he called his political opponents vermin. Wow, sticks and so. It's almost like a cartoon now, right? With him, you can make a cartoon in the newspapers with Donald Trump and whatever today's quotation is. The Trump quotation for today is having his critics are sad, miserable, and their existence will be crushed if he's president again. These political opponents of mine are vermin. They are scum. So you expect something better or different from Trump? Huh? No, not at all. All right, do I give equal time to Joe Biden? He's meeting with the leader of China tomorrow to hopefully diffuse economic tension with China. And so what does it produce? Probably nothing. Zero. But it's better to talk than not, right? I think that's the case. Better to talk than not to talk. I'm going to talk with Uri Geller in a matter of moments about what's going on in the Middle East, the situation with Hamas, and he always has his own spin on the exciting things that are going on. In the meantime, I want to talk about your weight loss goals. Do you want to lose a couple pounds? Do you want to lose 10 pounds? Want to lose 20 pounds, 30 pounds, whatever it is? You can lose it and maintain the weight you want and get fit using the product that I've touted for years, used it often on myself. Not that I had to lose weight, but I like the fact that it helps support your body structure. And you keep the weight off with this. So, right now, go to toploss.com. They have their Thanksgiving family, what is it called? The Friends and Family Special. You buy 90 days the regular price, get another 90 days without having to pay for it. So somebody else in your family wants to go on a 90-day diet and Calitrin treatment program for healthy weight loss, hey, go for it. Happy to do it. A lot of videos on the line as well at toploss.com. You can see the people in the before and after pictures, what's happened. Quality and purity, that's the main reason they are trusted, and the fact that it works. So please help yourself to the info on what Calitrin is and how the program works by going to toploss.com. When you check out, use the discount code Doug for free shipping and all the best deals.
Let's head out. The theater's about to close.
Wait, what does that sign say?
Warning, watch your step?
No, next to it.
If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Hey, I'm Jackie, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit is the chicken. It is golden brown, so juicy, so delicious. It's the perfect savory start to my day.
Hey, I'm Matt, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit is the freshly baked, flaky, buttery biscuit. When I take a bite, it's kind of like, you know, crispy, soft, crispy. Crispy outside, soft interior, crispy chicken. There's really nothing like it.
Order a Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit and Simply Orange Juice on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Protect your engine better with Syntec Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil, only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec High Mileage is formulated for today's engines with over 75,000 miles. Now get 5 quarts of Syntec High Mileage and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $34.99. Limits apply. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Anjali.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just got an alert for a strange charge on my card.
No problem. We make sure you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases on your Discover card. Let's see. Did you purchase something from a t-shirt cannon store yesterday?
Absolutely not. No, I already have like 3.
$0 fraud liability guarantee. It pays to Discover. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply.
All right, 45 after the hour, Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. So, not unusual, we've had problems over the last month since the Israeli war began getting through to Uri Geller, the mentalist, my friend, who has much to say and much information that's unique And so I like getting it. When this all started, I had him on every day or so, Jay, and we learned some things, his own experiences and what was going on. But the each week we've had more of a problem connecting with him because some of the connections, some of the international connections are not as good, or all the bandwidth is being used by video that's being shot and sent back here and there. They're all using the same stuff. Everybody's using the same connections. They're using the internet. They're using that bandwidth, and so sometimes it just doesn't connect. So we can't get through to him today. We'll try tomorrow to try and get through to him. Meanwhile, he's an expatriate from Israeli beginnings, but he lived in America for a long time. His children have American passports because they were born here. He has an English passport because he lived there and was a significant taxpayer. He sold his house there recently, but while I'm thinking about the United Kingdom, Britain, Prime Minister, the guy whose name I don't do a good job of pronouncing, so I'll just call him, it's Rishi Sunak. How'd I do? Am I okay?
Rishi
Sunak. Yeah, okay. Anyway, he appointed David Cameron, who was the prime minister before this guy, as foreign secretary, shaking up the cabinet because there's a lot of opposition to him. He's kind of doing, if I'm interpreting this correctly, what Netanyahu did, but he's not going to go to war with anybody, but he's shaking up things because the moderates, people everywhere in the world want to kind of bring things to the middle. And Cameron was a moderate prime minister. He was in office, I think, 6 or 7 years. And he was the one responsible for Brexit. And I'm not sure that that makes him the most popular guy, because now they're floundering. They don't know what to do. But Mr. Cameron took good care of himself, same over there as it is here. When he got out of his job as prime minister, he started making $10, $11 million a year as a lobbyist for a bank. And then he had international connections with some people, and so that's how he's made a lot of money. And anyway, people are paying attention to this for whatever the reason. Remember this story from a couple of weeks ago, Jay? That Alabama riverboat dock worker who got involved in that brawl, and the guy died.
Basically attacked.
Right, exactly. So he's been charged with assault. I don't think that goes far enough.
Wait,
does
who
it?
Died?
I thought that the guy that he beat up died, no? Is that not? Maybe I'm thinking about the guy.
No, this was the one where the dock worker was telling a boat, a pontoon boat, that they weren't allowed to park where they were trying to park.
Oh.
And they started harassing him, and then other people jumped in to help, too, to help the dock worker.
Mm-hmm. But how could if that's the case, then why was the dock worker, Charles, charged with assault?
Well, that's a recent development. Yeah, he was originally deemed the victim, and then the people who were on the pontoon boat were all arrested. And now one of the people who were on the pontoon boat is bringing charges up against the dock worker. So now the dock worker is facing those charges, too. So, I mean, I'm not sure if anything will actually happen against him. There's videos that shows he was pretty much harassed and attacked, but
that's what I thought. Why is he being charged? That's what I want to know. Why the heck is this guy getting charged? Something stinks with this. As a matter of fact, well, the law is not always just. You're supposed to get justice, but it's not always just. You look at some of the video from some of this stuff, and it's kind of embarrassing as to the direction in this case that this case has gone. 10 before the hour here on Good Day.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, "I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!" I want you to get up right now. Get up, go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, "I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. Things have got to change."
How many stations does this go out?
You've got to get mad.
67.
You've got to say,
"I know it goes to Louisville and Atlanta.
I'm not going to take this anymore. Then we'll figure out what to do about the depression and the inflation and the oil crisis. But first, get up out of your chairs, open the window, stick your head out and yell, and say, I'm as mad as hell. Anymore.
Who are you talking to?
All right. So, there we are. From Network.
That's great stuff.
Movie. Oh, my God. And he was a wonderful actor.
You talk about dialogue. That's great dialogue. Anyway, we play. Let's expand on this. We play that clip because Network, which came out in 1976, nominated for Best Picture, actually ultimately lost to Rocky, but Same Year Taxi Driver was released. Premiered, Network premiered this day in film history, November 14, 1976, in Los Angeles and New York. Very visionary movie. I'm going to tell you, what, in my opinion, you tell me if you agree or disagree when you listen to that clip. I think the difference in the culture at that period with a movie like this is I think people were able to connect and identify with certain things, exactly what he was saying. I think in our culture now, I think almost everything, 99% of everything, just goes over everybody's head because we're just not that involved in what's going on around. Am I wrong?
No, we're too busy being stuck or zombified by
our
devices and stuff.
Very good word.
So we don't appreciate or have the fun that life should be. I was looking at a story that Zac Efron was responsible for. He's in this new movie about wrestling.
Iron Claw.
Yeah, and he said that during the filming, they were playing pranks and they were singing High School Musical songs on the set.
Cool.
Just to have fun, and in the downtime, they were playing cards, and then they were singing, and they were dancing, and they were just having a great, because this stuff sometimes can be pretty daunting. If you do a bunch of takes, do the same thing over again 15 times, that's, you know, that's what makes or breaks a good actor.
The finished product. You're going for the best finished product, but getting to that point is not easy. Now, I got another thing I want to go over with you here.
Yes.
Okay. The Marvels, we talked about this yesterday, the Marvels had the lowest opening for an MCU movie, $47 million opening weekend. And I said the reason for the disappointing box office is, even though I think the movie's, I don't like the movie, there's some people who do, but because they mix and match TV and movies. But here's the thing, they keep putting these movies, these superhero movies, in production with no end in sight, no matter how many get stonewalled at the box office. It's like, we're going to keep going. There was a reason, now hear me out, there was a reason John Wayne did cop movies in the 1970s like McHugh and Brannigan. It's because people actually, believe it or not, did get tired of the Western genre, which made John Wayne a star, right? And it was always weird to see him do police movies because he was a Western guy, right? But he did it because that was the trend. It changed. Things do change. The system, clearly, Marvel and DC, they just ignore the change. They just think this is going to go
on. So they do it at, you know what? I don't want to waste a lot of time talking about this because they do it at their own peril. The Marvel's movie bombed for what they spent it. So who knows? You know, it's their problem. The good movies. I saw this romantic comedy. I haven't seen it yet with Duchovny and
Meg Ryan.
I want to go see that. I want to see stuff that isn't. I have honestly never seen one of these comic movies. Not one, and I love going to the movies. I think they are the biggest waste of time. They are there's nothing there. It's just like, you know, flushing stuff down the toilet. So anyway, here's a hopeful sign. Director James Brooks wants to bring Jack Nicholson out of retirement. I guess it's been, 10 years? He directed Nicholson in Terms of Endearment, and so anyway, he wants to make as good as he gets a number of these things.
That would be awesome, but we don't know the story, so is he capable? I don't want to get into that, but...
Well, he's been on drugs for so long, he's probably not capable. I would say he was, at this age, he's 86,
probably not
gonna still around.
Probably not going to see it.
Nah, he's gone. But nice thought, anyway. Interesting to look at it that way. All right, Chucker.
Thank you, Doug.
Did I miss Ghostbusters on Halloween?
Did you?
Maybe not. Food for thought. Why not? 59 after. This is Good Day.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.